CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
If you listen to the show regularly, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I hope you recognize it as a safe place for music freaks. Maybe you're a player, in which case music consumes your life, or your musical curiosity knows no bounds. The one thing I can safely assume is that you're not just a casual listener, and likely, if you could, you'd become an audiophile. The drawback to audiophilia is the cost. Consider that for several thousands of dollars, you can't drive it, it doesn't float, and you can't live in it. But if you're feeling flush, here are 10 points to consider when buying into the ultimate listening experience. Number one, trust your ears more than anything else. You can pore through forums and consumer tests, but ultimately it has to sound good to you. Which brings us to number two. Your ears don't know how much it costs, so start with budget gear. Three, bone up on audio processing fundamentals, like EQ, compression, and the role each piece of your new equipment plays in the resultant sound. Four, don't go by the book. Get out there and test the gear yourself. Refer to rule one, trust your ears. Five, don't get sucked into the hype. Items claiming to be revolutionary or game changers rarely are. Six, engage with the audio community if you can. Take in a trade show if you're able and can resist the urge to buy on the spot. Seven, if you're an earbud MP3 kind of person, start at the source. Buy some CDs or vinyl or download WAV files. Listen closely for the nuances exposed in higher quality formats. 8. Speaking of sources, first stop on your audio shop should be a good amplifier. 9. Ignore bias in branding. Certain makes and models are synonymous with the very best. Why? Because they sell a lot of very expensive equipment. Do your own A/B testing. And number 10, enjoy the music. Don't just revel in the gear. What comes out of the box and makes the hairs on your arms stand on end is the ultimate audiophile experience. I'm Cal Cote. We deliver audio smiles this hour, starting with fresh music from Brazil that takes us from Recife across to Cameroon. Raises or Roots is the new album from Spock. Grab a taste of the Mangue beat. It's Cow from Spock, logically so, from World Beat Canada Radio.
vida se transformar. Trovo asas no chão acender, carrego o menino, protege o andar, nos livrando do que não se vê. Uma estrela, seis pontas, portal, que afasta da dor do sofrer. Chegou divindade e luz imortal. Fortaleza vale me fazer, tem justiça no bem e no mal. Quem merece recebe o prazer, e a quem não merece o castigo é real. Proteção, meu caminho vencer, com firmeza me leva a pensar. Pra minha alma nunca estremecer, o que é diferente não posso mudar. O machado que guia, duas faces no olhar. Fogo aquecendo o dia, raiz, fruto do juremá. Do meu corpo irradia, bate forte o gongar. Cachoeira, energia, juiz, pedra de tumbará. O machado que guia, duas faces de olhar. Fogo aquecendo o dia, raiz, fruto do juremá. Do meu corpo irradia, bate forte o gongá. Cachoeira, energia, juiz, pedra de tumbará.
should get cracking and get a new chart out one of these weeks. From Tinzawatan on the border of Algeria and Mali comes Tamacrest and their new album, Asikel, which is our pick of last month. Spock before that from northeastern Brazil, and Cow featuring the great Lenini. That's from their album Raises. From our own backyard, it's Russell Wallace and Shnookwa, or Friends. He's from the Lilawat Nation with a new album called Retro Salish Futurisms. This is Thunder Beans from World Beat Canada Radio. Ancient spirits meet future atmospheres. Russell Wallace and Shnookwa with Retro Salish Futurisms and Thunder Beans. Thomas Jensen is an award-winning Argentinian-Canadian from Montreal, and he teams up with Bia, a Brazilian vocalist, for Boom Boom Boom. Out go the lights. That's next. This is World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for joining me as we keep time with the beat of the world. I'm Cal Cook.
Rahmami Nasa
down on the tenor sax, Nita Alkayam and Ya Latif. She's part of the North African Jewish diaspora. Her new album is called Arena. And that's new music for your ears. Time for your touch of the familiar. And it comes to us from a Jamaican friend, Andy Vernon, who is a journalist and a multi-instrumentalist. And this is where the island vibe of the Police comes home to roost in Jamaica. He was a fan of Zenyatta Mondatta, I think as many of us were. And the song Driven to Tears, here's his version. Andy Vernon, Driven to Tears, your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada Radio.
Send this ruler is a fool.
Collaborations don't get any ginchier or quirkier than the new album from Mexican Institute of Sound and Colombia's Psycumbia innovators, Meridian Brothers. But it gets even quirkier when you add in the strangeness of Beck. From the brand new Ruida Tovar, we bring you Ritmo Babilonia, featuring Beck. That's straight ahead, another debut just for you from World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Cote.
Hey, this is Camilo from the Mexican Institute of Sound, and you're moving to the beat of a better world. World Beat Canada, yo!
Es que en la